Hello, pets. Zita here, and I'm quietly terrified about how this will be received, but I'm doing it anyway. I would like to apologize in advance for the length of this essay, because I can feel it's going to be a long one. And I would also like to apologize for the potential lack of structure. I've made some notes to try and keep myself on track. But anybody who's listened to one of my Q&As knows full well that that I ramble. But I'm going to try not to do that here. I want to talk about inclusivity, specificity, and exclusion. This essay is aimed at creators. However, if you are a listener, please don't feel that you can't weigh in. Or even listen, because at the end of the day, us creators are here for you, and your thoughts and feelings are as valid, if not more so. It's 8:54, and it's Friday 11th. That's 8:54 a.m. UTC. UK based, so that's UTC or GMT, whatever you want to call it. And I went to bed thinking about this, and I woke up thinking about this. So I'm quite tired, but not as tired as I was last night. So I feel it's safe for me to speak now. And I have chosen to do this as a recording rather than writing it down because I very much want people to hear my words and my meaning in my voice and not make assumptions or misconstrue what I'm trying to say because black and white text, it's easy, and this is the internet, and we lack facial expression and tone to properly highlight what we're saying. And frankly, that is how most human communication happens. Through body language, tone, and facial expression. We're missing that, so I'm doing the best to provide as much of that as possible by recording this. I'm going to make attempts to write up a transcript for this, but it will take me time, so please bear with me while I figure that out. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to start at the top with what I believe erotic audio is and how I approach it, okay? Because I think that will give context to the rest of what I say. Erotic audio, in my mind, is an escapism. An immersive form of porn in which the listener is able to immerse themselves in a story and believe that they are part of it for however long the audio recording lasts. Yeah. And the listener is able to do that to whatever degree they wish. They can insert themselves directly into the story and be whoever the voice is addressing. They can be an observer, a close observer, looking over the shoulder of the second half of the conversation. Or they can be a distant observer looking down onto a situation. Yeah. Those are the ways I believe erotic audio is intended to work. And depending on the type of story you're listening to, that's the sort of experience you're going to get. So when I create erotic audio, my aim is to allow a listener to immerse themselves into the story I'm telling as much as they want or as little as they want, and to tell a story. I like to give my work a beginning, middle, end, and it's one of the reasons why I don't do ramble faps, and I'll actually come on to that in a, you know, later on. And one of the ways I try to do that, or have tried to do that in the past, is by keeping myself, the speaker, as blank a canvas as possible. It was, and still is to some degree, important to me that a listener can imagine me to be whoever they want to further the fantasy that they're enjoying, okay? Which is why I make attempts to not describe myself at all, beyond very basic body parts, because then it allows the listener to insert whatever they want to make the experience more enjoyable for them. And at the end of the day, what I want is an immersive, genuine, fun, and in some cases, emotional experience for the people consuming my content, right? So if somebody wants to imagine me, okay, if somebody wants to imagine me as blonde or redhead or bald, for goodness sake, if somebody wants to imagine I have an hourglass figure or an apple figure or just a very slim all the way top to bottom figure, that's fine. If somebody wants to imagine me as black or white or Asian, that's also okay, because I'm creating something for people to enjoy the way they want to enjoy it. And that's how I created my audios in the past. Somewhere in the summer, conversations happened that made me think a bit more deeply about that. I still believe that a listener should be able to imagine the voice they're listening to as whatever they want it to be, to improve the fantasy for them. But me as a performer, I didn't want to not hide what I am exactly, but I didn't want to reinforce any assumed perceptions. Yeah. My avatar here and everywhere else I post actually has always been a close up. Oh, it's my pop shield. Has always been a close-up shot of my smiling mouth with light flares all over it. And I don't think it takes much effort to look at that avatar and know that I am a black woman. However, some of the conversations I had over the summer made clear to me that, rightfully or wrongly, people had assumed I was whatever they assumed I was. And there were people who were surprised to learn that I'm black. Whatever's going on there, not what this discussion is about. But I found that very interesting. So since then, I have made an effort to not hide myself as a performer and be very honest about who I am. But my audios remain as much of a blank canvas as possible to allow a listener to paint upon it whatever they want so that they can enjoy what I'm producing the way they want to enjoy it. Fast forward to last night. Last night about, well, when did I get off the phone? Like half midnight. Oh God. Right, so about 12:30 my time. I caught a sideways glimpse of a conversation on Twitter that frustrated and saddened me. It was a conversation about inclusivity and how listeners have felt excluded, I guess, in one way or another by something that they're listening to. And the conversation got very passionate, very heated, and I saw insults flying around. I heard, okay, let me rephrase that. I saw, because this is all text-based, I saw insults flying around. I saw accusations of racism. I saw accusations of privilege, but as a weapon rather than just a statement of fact. And I had to disengage, basically. I mean, it was the middle of a night anyway, and I've got shit to do in the morning. So I very deliberately made the choice to not engage and wait until this morning to say what I wanted to say. And that's what this is. Let me start at the top. I don't believe it is possible for every creator to make a product that will please everybody. And I think it is damaging to try. We as human beings are too diverse for any kind of one-size-fits-all solution. You only need to look at one-size-fits-all clothing to know that it's not possible. And to try to do that is to set yourself up for failure, right? But that is me talking about specificity. Inclusivity is different. And that is something we can all strive for. This time last year, I had a project which was at a ridiculous deadline, and I knew that if I continued producing audio content the way I had been, I would never meet my deadline. So this time last year, I stopped scripting my audios. Aside from one or two exceptions, everything, literally everything I have produced since this time last year has been an improvisation, which introduced a very interesting dilemma, because when I write scripts, and I do still write them, you guys don't get them because they're mostly for me, they're little writing projects, but when I write scripts, it's very easy for me to mark something out, you know, my usual words per minute rate, and then look at it afterwards and make any changes I need to make to ensure that I'm satisfying the needs of my intended audience. When I'm recording something off the cuff, it's very different because I don't have that guideline of the written word, and I am working with what's in my mind. And particularly with erotic audio, the reality is to demonstrate the emotion and genuine nature of the character I'm playing, I might be thinking of specific people when I make a recording. So if I'm creating a for F audio, I might well be thinking of my girlfriend. If I'm creating a for M audio, I may well be thinking of my boyfriend, my partner. Yes, I have multiple relationships. Yes, I am polyamorous. No, that is not what we're discussing now. but my point is to help myself deliver a authentic product. I might be thinking of my girlfriend's boobs. I might be thinking of my boyfriend's dick. Yeah? And that's a very specific thing specific to them. And it doesn't match up with the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is not my romantic interests, right? And when I'm writing a script, it's easy to notice that and go, oh, maybe whoever's listening to this doesn't have really perky tits like my girlfriend does. And maybe whoever's listening to this doesn't have a hairy chest or a fantastic beard like my partner does. And it's easy to make those adjustments. When I'm improvising, it's harder because I am in the moment and I'm thinking of people close to me. So what happened when I made this switch was that I had to think quite carefully about how I said what I wanted to say, which meant that even if I was thinking about my girlfriend's boobs, I would not be talking about how pink they are or how perky they are. I would just be talking about breasts, okay? And if I was thinking about my partner, I wouldn't be talking about a hairy chest. I'd just be talking about a chest. It required me to generalize to include as many people as possible. And yeah, that is quite difficult, but it's something that you develop with practice. And while by no means am I telling you I'm perfect at it, I feel like I have reached a point now when I produce content that I'm able to do that more naturally. Of course, if I fuck that up at some point along the line and I have been specific about something, then that's something that you can call me out on, point out and say, hey, did you know you did this? And I can say, oh crap, no, I didn't. I'll think about that in future. This idea of inclusivity and representation isn't new. It's something that comes up all over the place, not just in the erotic audio world. Someone's making breakfast behind me. And I really do feel it's a conversation that needs to keep happening. Discussion and asking questions is how we learn and grow. And one of my personal goals as a human being is to learn what I can, grow as much as I can, and feel genuine empathy for the people around me. That's important to me. Somewhere in spring last year, a listener wrote me a message saying, hey, did you know that you talk about big cocks a lot? And I personally do not have a big cock, and that makes me really uncomfortable. And I stopped and I thought, do I really? And I thought, actually, I probably do, because my boyfriend has a big dick. So yeah, I probably do. And I went back to this listener and said, okay, Thank you. It was never my intent to alienate you specifically. I'll do better. And now, my aim, unless I'm talking specifically about a big cock for big cock worship or a small cock for small cock humiliation, I try not to mention size. And that is a very simple example of inclusivity. If I'm making a specific audio about small penis humiliation, then I will talk about a small penis. If I'm making a specific audio about how wonderful a large penis is, then I will talk about a large penis. But that is the difference between being specific and being inclusive. If the audio is not intended to be specific to a specific, if an audio is not intended to cater for one specific body type, then I don't. I keep it as general as I can while still being sexy. Wink, wink. And that was very simple. That was very easy. Which is why last night on Twitter, I was so distressed to realize and to witness that the same conversation was happening, but this time, not about cock size, but about people of color. And as soon as you introduce race or color to a conversation, things get nuts. And it's scary. Nobody wants to be called a racist. Nobody wants to be considered someone who stomps on anybody different from them. Nobody wants to be considered a xenophobe, right? And I guess that's why this conversation can get so prickly so quickly. But let me put this to you. The very fact that it makes us uncomfortable is the very reason why we should discuss it. And I'm talking about discussion as grown-ass people with the very basic level of respect for our fellow man. Yeah? Why can we not have these discussions without it getting nasty? Without people throwing around insults? Without people, with people forgetting that on the other end of the tweet is a human being just like them with passions just like them. So, I think I am safe in stating as fact. Please correct me if you feel I'm wrong, but I feel I'm safe here in stating that in Western culture, the default, I suppose, the default perception of beauty is slim, white, woman, right? Or buff white man. That is a bigger challenge that discussion and learning and understanding can slowly begin to challenge, all right? But to take it away from a global scale and bring it all the way down to what we're doing here on these erotic audio subs. Is the default here for a female listener, slim white woman. Is the default here for a male listener, white male? These are questions. I'm genuinely asking the question. I don't know the answer. I haven't done any kind of analytical research or questioning. I'm asking these questions and forming my opinions based on what I've seen in passing. And I realize that can be quite dangerous. If I return to Twitter for a second, quite deliberately, and I'll admit that freely, my Twitter feed is a glorious, safe echo chamber. And I think that happens to everybody unless you make a concentrated effort to not do that. I follow people I'm interested in, and generally, people I'm interested in have the same interests as me. They have the same opinions as me. So if I throw something out onto Twitter, I'm very likely to get affirmation back. So it's easy for me to forget that my experience as a creator and as a listener doesn't match that of everybody else. Because everybody else, or the scope of everybody else, is so much broader than what I am regularly exposed to. And I feel that's okay, so long as you remain aware of that. So long as you remain aware of that and understand that there are differences in opinion, there are differences in experiences, and because they are different from yours, they are no less valid. Yeah, just the fact that they're different does not invalidate them. So, my voice social media is pretty much entirely populated with people who share my views, people who do what I do and act as I do. Same with my listeners. They are probably the sorts of people I might hang out with, because people naturally gravitate to others who are similar to them. We form these little groups, we form these little cliques. Natural. With all that in mind, when I look at my audio catalogue and ask myself, am I inclusive? What do my listeners think? I have to keep in mind that my listeners are people who already like me and what I do and are likely to provide positive answers. Personally, I don't think inclusivity is hard. But when I say that, what I mean is I don't think it's hard to strive for. Personally, I think it's very simple to be mindful of the language you use when creating something. And that word mindful keeps coming up. And I actually think it's a very good word choice. It's not prescriptive. It's not directive. It's saying, hey, when you do this, think about the listener at the other end. Be aware of the words you're using and the impact they have. And may I say, that's something that we do anyway, isn't it? Think about Think about saying, "Oh, baby, you're so beautiful," versus, "Oh, baby, you're fucking gorgeous," or, "Oh, baby, I'm gonna fuck you up, you're so hot." They're all saying the same thing, but the words you choose make a difference. And in that same vein, I feel that saying something like, I'm on the spot now, why is this so hard? I feel that saying something like, "Oh, baby, I love your body and every part of it," is no harder than saying, "Oh, baby, I love your big breasts," or, "Oh, baby, I love your huge cock." It's more general, but if you're putting the emotion behind it, it's no less effective. And when someone says, be mindful of the language you're using, that's what they're talking about. It's not saying go for a one size fits all. It's saying acknowledge that the words you use and the choices you make have power, and the choice is yours in how you use that power. Specificity isn't bad. The very reason we have gender tags is to allow listeners to make a decision on what they listen to based on whether an audio is intended for them in very general terms. And therefore, I'm trying to phrase this in a way that makes sense outside of my own brain. Therefore, being exclusionary in that sense is not a problem. Is that what I'm trying to say? Yes, that is what I'm trying to say, because you're not necessarily excluding a female audience or a female identifying audience for M audio. You are saying that it is intended specifically for male listeners or male identifying listeners. Same the other way around. And with a for A audio, you're not saying that you're not saying that the audio isn't intended for female listeners or male listeners. You're saying that everybody somewhere has the potential to find something of value in what you've created. And that's tagging. And I don't think it's difficult to take that premise and move it forward. Not for a second would I suggest that tagging everything is necessary, because you can't. Let's be real here. There isn't enough space and nobody has the time to read through lines and lines and lines of tags. But it's also not difficult to tag big breasts, small penis, or wide hips, or, I don't know, blue eyes, I don't know. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that creating specific content is great. There are listeners who will gravitate to that, value that, praise you for that. but know that in doing so, it is exclusive by nature. Because if you're making content specifically for one demographic, you're excluding another. And can I just say, that's okay. That's not a problem. That is fine. The conversation last night merely asked for people to be cognizant of the fact that specific content will not cater for everybody, and to be mindful of that when trying to create inclusive content. I think that's what I'm trying to say. As a creator, especially if one is a creator doing so just for fun, there is no fun in doing something that you don't personally enjoy. So if your personal preference as a creator is for one thing, that's okay. Create that thing, enjoy creating that thing, and enjoy engaging with the audience who gravitate towards you because you create that thing. Okay? Just be aware that by being that specific, there are naturally people excluded. But that's okay. Similarly, if you want to be inclusive and touch as many different demographics as possible, you've got a couple of ways to do that. You can choose to create specifically for each demographic you want to touch, or you can generalize. And one of the claims I read yesterday was that inclusive content is boring. Now, I hope I'm remembering that correctly because I can't find the tweet now. It may be that I've misread it or misremembered, but the implication I took away from it was that inclusive content is boring. Let me put this to you. Hey, baby, I've been waiting for you all day. And now that you're back, I'm going to enjoy touching every inch of your body. There is nothing in there that specifies who I'm talking to. I could be talking to anybody. But it's not boring. It's not dull. I hope it wasn't. That was off the cuff and just out of nowhere, but I hope it was enough to demonstrate what I'm talking about here. It is possible to be fun, immersive, and sexy while being general. And if you choose not to do that, you shouldn't be demonized for it. However, I don't feel anybody asking for mindfulness should be demonized either. And I guess that's what this is boiling down to. Inclusivity, specificity are choices that we can make as creators. Once we've made that choice, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. They're choices that we make as creators. And once we've made that choice, we need to remain mindful of the listeners that we are supposedly catering for and how they feel about it. In the case of people doing this as a hobby, as a creative outlet, as just something on the side, it probably doesn't even matter. And this conversation is bizarre to you because what the fuck are people making so much fuss about? For people who are approaching erotic audio as a side hustle, you know, a little bit of money on the side, it's something to consider. From a purely cynical and business point of view, the more people you can satisfy with your content, the better off you are. For people who are pursuing audio erotica as a career, making that choice, it's even more important that you recognize the difference between inclusivity and specificity. You can choose to cater your content just to women or just to men. That's specific, which by its very nature excludes a huge portion of the population. That's okay because you know what your demographic is and you are working to your demographic. What the conversation yesterday was saying that is that if you are not making specific content or not intending to make specific content, then being aware of the words you use and the power they have, the images they create, will actually help you in touching the people you want to touch with your content. Being aware or mindful, in this context, those words mean the same thing, and apparently being mindful is something that people find, is something that some people have found difficult. If I say instead, being aware of the choices you make can allow you to touch the listeners you want to touch.
Oh, God.
I've been talking for 40 minutes. Okay. I think I've covered everything I wanted to cover today. I hope that in so doing, I have been polite, mindful, respectful in my discourse. If anything I have said is factually false, call me up on it. If anything I have said has given you reason to question me or my views, do it. I am here to learn and I am here to grow. And frankly, I am perfectly willing, to adjust my opinions based on discussion. If I speak with somebody and they say something that makes me think, oh, hang on, maybe you're right, then I'm not too proud to step up and say, hey, I used to think this, but now I think this because of this. That's just human growth, okay? And if I have said something that's offended you, then again, tell me so we can discuss it and so I can apologize. I don't want to offend anybody, but I do want people to think. Yeah? And I don't know, some of you may feel that in the world of porn, which is what this is, thinking too deeply is not something that you want to do when you just want to get off. But the idea that last night I saw a group of people asking, not demanding, but asking creators that they follow or aspire, sorry, that they follow or look up to consider a wider demographic in their content and got shot down for it, I think it's a discussion we need to have. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So, I've talked for ages. I apologize again. I will do my best to produce a transcript for those who prefer to read. If you have thoughts and opinions to add to the discussion, I would love to hear them or read them or however you choose to put forth what you want to say. Yeah, I think that's where I need to stop. Otherwise, I could go on forever. Specificity is okay. Inclusivity is also okay. If you are aiming for inclusivity, be mindful and aware that the language you use may give an alternative impression. I think that's it. Okay? Be aware that the language you use changes how it will be received. And neutral language can better convey the inclusivity you're trying to achieve. Okay, I'm done. I need to go get another cup of tea. I'll speak to you all soon, pets. Thank you for listening. I realise this must have been a hard slog, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you. Bye for now.